Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian.
Today, I would like to talk a little bit about the use of a presidential election to affect health. Obviously, the office of the president can have a very big impact on people's insurance coverage, Medicare, and other kinds of safety nets for the health or well-being of individuals who don't have enough cash to pay out of pocket for all their health care needs. And in fact, even the extremely wealthy get insurance to help cover their costs, although many of them have insurance and own insurance companies in order to profit well. So in that vein, because this is Natural Solutions with Dr. J, I want to read at least the first chapter, the introduction to my most recent best-selling book that just came out here in August, beginning of September, called Code Blue in the White House: What Successful Presidents Sell Voters to Win Elections. So I'm just going to start with the introduction here. And you can go online to codeblueinthewhitehouse.com in order to figure out how to order either your ebook or the hard copy. So here we go. Introduction: Presidential Politics in 2016. Bill Clinton was a palm presser. George W. Bush was a partying frat boy. Jimmy Carter was a peanut farmer who builds houses for the poor. Ronald Reagan was a movie star in early stages of Alzheimer's. George H.W. Bush was the head of the CIA with long ties with the kings of Saudi Arabia. Richard Nixon was a Quaker. Wait just a minute. You are telling me that Richard Nixon was a Quaker? All successful presidential candidates who became the president of the United States of America have a story. Each has had a style unique unto themselves, and they all had to sell themselves to the voters to win. Values versus policy, emotions versus logic, us versus them. These and other dichotomies are concepts that presidential candidates use in their speeches and body language. Selling these to the voters can win elections. This year, 2016, is a big election year in the United States. For the past year, various candidates have hit the campaign trail with the goal of becoming president of the United States. The president of the United States is arguably one of the most, if not the most, powerful positions in the world. Of course, there are other government positions up for selection as well, but the presidential contest always creates more buzz and excitement every 4 years than almost any other national political campaign. Almost invariably, the president comes from either the Democratic or the Republican political parties. So while the other parties have their candidates vying to win in November, the Democratic and Republican parties each have had numerous candidates wanting to get their party's endorsement. What has been unusual this time, which is 2015 to 2016, around, is the introduction of a maverick Republican candidate who did not come out of the political ranks of career politicians. Donald J. Trump is not the only non-politician who has decided to run for president. Other business executives like Ross Perot and Carly Fiorina have put forth valiant efforts in the past, but no other business executive really came close to getting the party nomination. Why were they unsuccessful will be touched upon later. On the other hand, just getting a party nomination does not assure that the candidate will be elected to the presidency. There are lots of hurdles to cross to become president of the United States of America, and sometimes it involves selection by the Supreme Court. So you don't really have to even be elected, but you do have to get close enough in the general election to have a Supreme Court decision put you into the Oval Office. regardless. Getting to the party convention and being chosen by the Republican or Democratic parties as their candidate does require some ability to convince enough people to vote for you, whether in a primary, at a caucus, at the congressional level, at the national party boss level, or at the party convention. What are the ways that these people communicate so that people, number one, pay attention to them, and number two, vote for them? Just how do these candidates convince voters to care? And do they have the ability to convince enough voters to elect them in November? I hope to explore that from the perspective of what I think is needed and what historically has been used to sell the voters. In other words, exactly what is needed to predict the behavior and values of the electorate and use that to effectively sell them on a new president. In the next broadcast, I will have Chapter 1 for you from Code Blue in the White House, What Successful Presidents Sell Voters to Win Elections. Again, you can buy these books at Kindle or at CreateSpace by typing in Code Blue in the White House and selecting that choice. And you can get other information on my website at codebluein thewhitehouse.com. Thanks so much for listening. You have been listening to another chapter out of the book, Code Blue in the White House, The Successful Presidents Sell Voters to Win Elections. You can buy your own copy of this book on Kindle or on Amazon by going to the website, www.codebluein thewhitehouse.com. That's codebluein thewhitehouse.com. And continue listening to Natural Solutions with Dr. J. You will be able to hear other chapters out of this book, as well as other chapters read from the book Super Brain, Maximize Your Brain Health for a Better Life, and Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic. We also have very interesting interviews with a wide variety of individuals across the professional spectrum, talking about dementia, talking about your brain, talking about health, and a wide variety of other topics that we feel will benefit you both in your physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional health arenas. This is Dr. J. Sordian wishing you a great day and looking forward to speaking to you again in the near future.